Episode 1931, Take the Pressure Off.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is Friday. Yay! Yes, you made it. Can you believe it? Okay, come on. Are you one who's looking at your phone so you remember what day of the week it is? Okay, guilty as charged. Come on. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let's take the pressure off. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, are your expectations setting the bar too high for your family? Take the pressure off. You don't have to be at the top of your class to be noticed. So many homes are filled with this picturesque lifestyle, the family that has it all together, minimal problems, grounded children, you know, successful parents. It all sounds wonderful. All of that describes what? Maybe a lot of hidden tension and stress, maybe high expectations and long nights, maybe the chase of perfection and the award of success. All at what cost? As I was watching the NFL first round draft last night, I could only imagine how intense life was for these incredibly talented athletes, learning their trade and staying in top shape to reach their goals. But what was their home life like? Was it all sunshine and roses? Or maybe it was filled more with weeds than bright flowers. Home is what unites us. So why are we so bent on having everything perfect? We set the bar so high that even the greatest basketball dunker would have a hard time completing the task. Home is not meant to build walls that separate and divide us. And during these crazy times, maybe you find yourself expending more energy trying to do everything perfect for everybody. You know, you want to have that family time. Every single time you eat, you want to come together as a family. That may work all the time if you have young children. You have to be there. You have to cook for them. You have to clean up for them. You may not even have to feed them, but maybe some of them you do. But if you have older children, they may be trying to spread their wings of independence. They want to have breakfast on their own. They don't want to feel like they have to sit down with the family. Oh, but in your mind, you're like, oh no, we got to have this family time together. What if you were to give yourself a break? What if you were to give yourself permission to do less and not more? Would you feel less then? If you actually lowered the bar a little bit? Pushing too hard and setting expectations that are unrealistic can unravel the threads that hold a family together. Yes, you want to dream. You want your children to come together. You want to sit together as a family. You may want to have movie family night, but does that have to happen every single night? Do you all have to be doing homework in the same room? Dream, yes, but stay grounded too. Take the pressure off. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take the pressure off. Home should be a place that welcomes your children and spouse without judgment or harsh criticism. Yes, everyone needs to grow, but growth doesn't come by hurtful words, condescending phrases and paragraphs, or I should say long speeches, and demands that are beyond attainable. If you want to strengthen the threads of the family, you must look at the threads you're using. Think about the shirt that you're wearing. What did it take to make that fabric? Have you ever put on a shirt like wool? Okay, I know it's starting to get more like spring and the weather's warming up in a lot of places. Not quite. The South has hit a few high points. I know the West, we've got Phoenix that has hit some highs. But I get it too that in some areas there's still winter. But have you ever put on that wool sweater? If you've been in a cold environment, and it's all itchy and scratchy. And you're like, this is supposed to feel comfortable. But then you put on that sweatshirt that is just oh so old and faded, but it's oh so soft and comforting. You want to look at the threads you're using to build your family, to strengthen the family foundation. You got three threads. Let's talk about them. Number one, hope threads. This is the attitude that nothing is impossible. You may be feeling like you're in an impossible situation right now. You can fill in the blank as to whatever it is. Finances, relationship, job, career, shopping, toilet paper. I mean, come on, let's be real, right? It's confession day. But remember, you have to have the attitude that nothing is impossible. It's the threads of encouragement and empowerment. It's the threads that listen when all seems lost. Hope threads. The second thread is love threads. This is all about loving them where they're at. No judgment, but lots, oh wait, and lots of patience. It may mean you on your knees more than you want to be. I know mine have been worn down. It's the threads that hold them tight when the world seems to be against them. It's where you love unconditionally. It's where they're hurting, you hurt too. But you don't necessarily play into that they wanted to get their own way because you're like, I'm not going there, but I will love you where you're at. I will love you and support you. Love threads. And the third one is grace threads. This is about giving permission to become their best selfie, regardless of how many times they fall down and how many times it takes them for them to stand up. It's the threads that lean in when everyone and everything walks away. I know you've had that situation with your child, maybe even with your spouse, or it could be a brother or sister of yours, a really close friend, where there's just stuff that's happening in life. And for some reason, everybody is running the opposite direction and nobody is running too. They don't want to deal with extra stuff. But you, oh no, you have grace threads. It's when you lean in when everyone else is running away. So what does your family lifestyle look like now? Think about the hope threads, the love threads, the grace threads. Are you living in this high octane moment of, oh my gosh, I got to get all this done. I got homeschooling. Have you ever thought about what I'm doing with banking? Oh wait, and I'm working at home. Have you seen my office? The kids are in my office. This is not normal. The house is a disaster area, right? At the recording of this episode right now, we are in the middle of COVID-19 pandemic. None of us, at least not me, ever thought we would be in a position such as this. But I got to ask you some hard questions. As you're looking at your family lifestyle, what it looks like right now in this moment, are you giving enough space to your family during this time? Or are you trying to coordinate every step they take? Every step you take. Okay, that's the wrong song for this. But if you're old enough, yeah, you already got that song in your head, don't you? Are you that hovering parent that wants to appear to have it all together? Do you want to be that IG parent that says, oh, look at me. We're doing studies. Oh, and look, I've got this beautiful farmhouse background. It's all clean. My kitchen's together. Oh, wait, now I'm baking fresh bread. Seriously? Are these the expectations that you're putting on yourself? Which means you are putting pressure on your children. And sometimes we don't even know it. I know, guilty as charged. I did it even before the pandemic. I didn't need a pandemic for it to happen. I did it when they were younger. When I was homeschooling all five of them. You want to talk about beautiful chaos? Oh, it was happening. There was stuff all over. Oh, but wait, when I walked out of the house, oh no, we were the family that was all put together. Are you giving enough space to your family? Are you letting your children explore opportunities of growth without you hounding them? You may be in the middle of homeschooling, not by choice. Mine was by choice. But now you're like, oh, no, this is not for me. But you're having to do it. Tensions are rising. Are you finding that balance? Do you know when you should push a little bit more? Or maybe you're just pushing all the time. What is it? Are you a voice of inspiration? Or are you playing the downer card? You can complain about what you can't do during these times, or you can see how the situation gives hope in the midst of a crisis. There is so much life learning right now during these times. Are you allowing yourself to see beyond these expectations that you've set in your mind? That now you are saying, okay, guys, you've got to own up to this. This is where you've got to be. Take the pressure off. Relax. Look at what you have. Yeah, you may not have all the answers right now. In fact, there's probably more uncertainty than there is certainty right now. But there's one thing that I know that you might be overlooking. You have the opportunity to sow seeds of greatness. And these seeds of greatness are rooted in your everyday. These seeds of greatness are woven into the fabric of your family through hope threads, love threads, and grace threads. Take the pressure off. Enjoy the moments, the beautiful chaos, the loud screams, and the patter of big and little footsteps. For when all settles down, you're going to look back and know that you did well. Go out. Yeah, ragged as anything. Maybe your roots are showing, but be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.